The Blue Jays and the Mariners at Rogers Center. Marco Estrada on the hill, but Estrada finds trouble in the first. Trouble's name is Nelson Cruz.
Right side of the mound. Here's the pitch of the way. Swinging a drive straightaway center field. Pilar to the 20 track to the wall. Looks up. Goodbye, baseball. In and out of the second level above the batter's eye. Nelly Cruz, his eighth home run of the season. He loves hitting here at Rogers Center. A two-run home run, and the Mariners have a 2-0 lead here in the top of the first inning. What a missile by Cruz. The stretch and the pitch, swing and a line drive over that of Segura into right center field for a hit. Here comes Pilar to score. Carrera running third. He will score. Around to third goes Bautista. Justin Smoke with a two-out, two-run single, and the Blue Jays now have the lead 3-2. And the 1-2 to Pierce, swing and a well-hit ball deep to left field. Going and going. Goodbye, baseball. Into the bullpen. Steve Pierce with a three-run home run, his fourth home run of the season. Five runs are in for the Blue Jays here in the fifth, and they now lead the Mariners by a score of 6-2.
The 1-2 to Seager. Strike three called. Seager takes a right-hand turn. Gets caught looking at a breaking ball for out number one. He's looking like one at times this season, including here tonight. The 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts. And he got Valencia really chasing outside of what might have been the cutter that time. It's out number two and the seventh strikeout. The 1-2. Swing and this is barreled up out to center field. Dyson moving back quickly. Cocking his neck, looking up. This is gone. Smoke, a two-out solo blast out to center field. And Justin Smoke has driven in his fourth run of the ballgame. It's now 7-2 Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays defeat the Mariners 7-2. Toronto's eighth victory in their last dozen games. The M's winning streak has snapped at four. Justin Smoke drives in a season-high four runs in the winning cause. Marco Estrada's eight Ks, one shy of his season high. The Mariners were riding high entering Thursday night with four straight wins, but the Blue Jays cooled them off by dealing the M's a 7-2 setback. Here is Seattle skipper Scott Servais.
I think, you know, it's a little bit of growing pains tonight. Actually, I thought he threw the ball, you know, pretty well. I was in a little trouble in the first on some, you know, some softer hits. But, you know, I had two out, nobody on the fifth, 1-2 count, you know, the walk to Pilar. And, you know, it's, you know, a hard lesson to learn. You can't ever let your guard down in the big leagues. And not that he did, but he just didn't, you know, finish off the inning. And, you know, then they got something going against them. And then, you know, basically by Smoke and the home run by Pierce. But, you know, Estrada threw the ball well. You know, Cruzy squared him up early. We didn't get much going after that. You know, he does what he does. He's one of the better pitchers in the league and tough against us because he goes back and forth with that changeup and, you know, expands the zone up and down as much as anybody in the league does. So, tough ball game tonight. You know, we've been playing very well. Excited where our offense is up at. Unfortunately, you know, he shut us down tonight.
It's kind of difficult, though, with, you know, you got Chase there. You see that one out, you just need one more out. You can kind of get through and then piece it together a little bit. You walk that line a little.
Yeah, really. You know, he gets the first two guys out in the fifth, and, you know, in the back of my mind, he's still in a really good spot pitch count wise. You know, you're hoping he can get through that one. You put him back out there for the sixth and go from there because he was in a very manageable situation as far as pitch count was and whatnot. And he looked like he was throwing better. He just, you know, got away from him, and they put some good at bats together. And he's a young pitcher, and that happens sometimes.
No, not able to go today. How does tomorrow look?
I don't know at this point. Just day to day, where he's at with that quad strain. Hopefully he's okay. Hopefully he bounces back, but I don't know right now.
Caviglio comes in.
Yeah, you know, good for him. You know, something you dream about your whole life, getting to the big leagues. He got there, and getting in a chance in a game tonight. I threw the ball really well. You know, kind of what we had been told he was. You know, sinks it down at the bottom of the zone, and all four pitches, and looked comfortable. You know, didn't look nervous or anything. It was a good spot to get him in and, you know, give us a couple innings.
Same with Curtis. You got them both in a low leverage situation.
Yeah.
You need him.
Yeah, you know, Curtis can bounce back. He'll be available tomorrow. And he is more of a reliever. Caviglio is more of a starter, a length guy. So they handled themselves fine. And, you know, it was an opportunity to get them in there. Curtis has been in the big leagues before, but obviously first time with us. So, again, you know, one of those ball games that kind of came right down to the fifth inning. Couldn't get through it. You know, and then just happens sometimes.
Scott, you mentioned growing pains. I mean, you're going to have some of that with these. You're throwing some guys out there who haven't been out there much.
Oh, yeah, we are. We know that. Our expectations are high, and theirs are high. You know, they want to go out and perform and do well. You're trying to, you know, be smart in our decision making and how long we let them go and all those other things. But I thought, you know, DeYoung was cruising along pretty good tonight. I thought he had some rhythm going, you know, as far as mixing his pitches in. And like I said, it just kind of came off the rails there after the walk.
Christian Bergman takes the mound for the M's on Friday as he battles Joe Biagini.